This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday spoke out for abortion rights in an interview with Telemundo just hours before the U.S. Supreme Court blocked new restrictions set by lower courts on a widely used abortion pill.
One does not have to abandon their faith, right? Their faith or their deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling that woman what to do with her body.
The decision delivered a victory to President Joe Biden's administration as it defends broad access to the drug mifepristone in the latest fierce legal battle over reproductive rights in the United States. The justices, in a brief order, granted emergency requests by the Justice Department and the pill's manufacturer to put on hold an April 7th preliminary injunction issued by a U.S. district judge in Texas. The judge's order would greatly limit the availability of mifepristone while litigation proceeds in a challenge by anti-abortion groups to its federal regulatory approval. The top U.S. military officials meeting in Germany Friday reaffirmed the U.S. and allied commitment to support Ukraine against Russia's invasion for as long as it takes. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley spoke to reporters following the 11th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The group is made up of more than 50 nations, NATO members, plus at least 20 other nations dedicated to supporting Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion by providing military equipment and training. And Russia's military acknowledged Friday that a bomb accidentally dropped by one of its own warplanes caused a powerful blast in the Russian city of Belgorod, about 40 kilometers east of the Russia-Ukraine border. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, warns intense fighting in Sudan is taking a devastating toll on children and putting millions of lives at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 400 people have been killed and over 3,500 injured. UNICEF notes at least 9 children are among the dead and more than 50 wounded. UNICEF spokesman James Elder says the escalation in violence has raised the risks for Sudan's children.
And we've now got a situation where critical life-saving support for around 50,000 children is at risk.
Elder says children will continue to pay the highest price for a war not of their making. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A new poll shows Democrats are split over whether President Joe Biden should run for re-election. AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
The AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll shows 47% of Democrats say they want the president to run. The number was only 37% in January. An announcement from the president could come as early as next week. First Lady Jill Biden told the AP in February the president is running.
He says he's not done. He's not finished what he started.
Despite the ambivalence by Democrats in the poll, the numbers also show a large majority say they'd be likely to support the president if he became the nominee. Also, 78% of them say they approve of the job Biden is doing as president. The reluctance to support the president reflects concerns about age. Joe Biden is 80, the oldest president in history. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Jihadists linked with al-Qaeda have claimed responsibility for an attack this week in Mali. It killed the chief of staff of Mali's junta leader. The chief of staff for the interim president was among several people who died in an ambush Tuesday near the Mauritanian border. This according to the Malian presidency. The official was part of a team that was accompanying engineers to scout for sites to drill for water. The team came under attack some 400 kilometers north of the capital, Bamako. The presidency said three other people also died. Former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo surrendered to U.S. authorities on Friday, a day after his bid to block his extradition to Peru over corruption charges was denied. Reuters has reported the news, citing an official with the U.S. Marshals Service. Toledo was president from 2001 to 2006. He's wanted in Peru over charges he received more than $25 million from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for help obtaining public works contracts. Toledo has denied soliciting or receiving bribes. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.